Thank you, Pastor Dave. My microphone on? Good morning. Wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank Pastor Dave for inviting me to come and share with you. I don't have a lot of props, and there's a lot of different scenes and what I'm going to be doing, so you'll have to use your imagination, and that might be okay. But I'm going to try to portray to you the life of a man that is often forgotten at Christmas time. You see him standing at the manger, and that's about it. Joseph. But God had called him and chose him to be the stepfather or play the role of a father to Jesus. And as I try to portray that, I hope that we'll appreciate Joseph just a little more. I'm going to try to portray to you Joseph's life from the time that he met Mary until the time when they took Jesus to the temple to dedicate him to God and to do his bar mitzvah at the age of 12. So it takes in that time. I hope and trust that it'll help you appreciate this man just a little more and understand what he went through. Hi, Mary. So good to see you again. You know, we've known each other for quite a time now and had several dates together, and I've gotten to know your parents, and you know that we're from the same lineage, but more than that, Mary, I've really gotten to appreciate you and fallen in love with you. And I know I'm quite a bit older than you are, and I'm not wealthy, although I do have a good trade, and I'm a hard worker. But Mary, I'd like to ask you to marry me. You will? That's great. I know we're going to be happy together. I'm going to try to be the best husband I can to you, and if God should bless us with a family, I'll certainly try to be a good father. So let's make these plans to get married. Now, I know you told me that you were going to go to see your cousin Elizabeth and the priest Zacharias, and so you'll be gone for a while, and I'm sure going to miss you, but while you're gone, I'll make some preparations for our wedding and so on. So I hope you have a good time with your cousin. Oh, Mary, I sure missed you. I'm glad you're back. Did you have a good time with your cousin? They're having a baby? Why, I thought they were well on in years. I mean, I don't think Elizabeth is a spring chicken anymore, and old Zach, he's getting up there in years too, but that's neat. They're having a special baby? Zachariah can't talk? Took his voice away? Wow. Well, at that age, maybe that's a good sign. I don't know, but that's neat that they are having a baby. But you what? You saw an angel? A real angel? Did he talk to you? He told you you're going to have a baby? Ah, that's neat. I was hoping we could have a family. You know, there's some many people like Elizabeth that can't have little children, and so I'm glad you're going to have a baby soon. You're what? You're pregnant? Oh, come on, Mary. You know that we haven't slept together. And so who's the father? Holy Spirit. You know, Mary, I know I don't have all that much schooling, but I know enough about the birds and the bees that it takes a man and a woman to have a baby. I can't believe that. I trusted you. I thought you were a virgin, and how are we going to explain this to your parents? And you know, Mary, I could have you stoned for this. That's adultery. Anyway, I don't want to have any part of this. I don't want to have an illegitimate child. I'll go to the priest and see if we can have our engagement annulled, and maybe you can go back to Elizabeth and have the kid up there or whatever. I'm out of here. I can't handle this. An angel. Unbelievable.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Wow. Wow. An angel. A real live angel. Boy, what Mary said was true. God, I'm sorry, I didn't believe Mary, but why me? Why should I be the parent of God? God with us. If you really want me to, I'll certainly try to be a good father of Jesus. But I don't even know if Mary will take me back after how I treated her. I can't believe. Mary, I know you're upset with me and probably don't want to talk to me after how I treated you, but guess what? I saw an angel. Yeah, real live angel, and I believe what you said was true. Though it was hard to believe, but you know, he said we're going to have this baby. You're going to have this baby. And we're to call him Jesus Emmanuel, like God with us. He's going to be God. I can't understand this, but will you marry me? You will? Thank you, Mary. It's going to be difficult for us to explain this to our parents and to the people here in Nazareth, but we're going to have to do the best we can. I can't believe why God would choose you and me. I mean, we're nobody. To be the parents of God's son. Wow. You know, Mary, I just got news that we're supposed to go to Bethlehem. There's a old Caesar is doing a census, and probably there'll be some taxation involved. He's always after our money. And so we have to go to Bethlehem. That's where I was born. And I'd sure like you to come with me. I know you're heavily pregnant, and it's about 70 miles down there. You want to go? Okay, let's leave in the morning. I've got a little donkey back there we'll take with us, and maybe you can ride him sometimes, and we'll try to do the best we can. Oh, Mary, you look so tired, and still quite a ways to go. Maybe we should stop here and spend the night. No, you want to go the rest of the way. You read in the prophets that this baby is going to be born in Bethlehem. Okay. I guess we better keep going. Boy, I sure hope we can find a nice place to stay and where you can be comfortable and have our baby. And Mary, I've been everywhere looking for an inn for us to stay, but it's all full. All these people are here for the same reason we are, and there's just nothing. There's one more place I want to check. Good evening, sir. We'd like to rent a room. We come all the way from Nazareth, and you can see my wife is heavily pregnant, and we need a room. You have nothing? Nothing at all? We can't just be out here on the street. You have a barn. You want us to stay in that barn? You know, she might give birth to this baby tonight, and you want him to be born in a barn. Do you know who this is? No, you wouldn't know. Mary? How'd you like to spend the night in the barn? There's nothing else. We checked everywhere. You're okay with that? Okay, we'll just have to do the best we can. Mary, you look so tired. I wish I knew a midwife in town here or somebody to help us. But it's just you and me and God. I'll try to get some blankets and maybe some stuff to make diapers with or maybe you can find some hot water or something to help us. Oh, Mary, what a beautiful little baby. You know, Mary, this is God's son. Wow, you're so brave. I'm so proud of you, how you handled all this. And sorry I couldn't be of more help, but well, he's here. I'll make a little bed for him in this crib and get some fresh hay, and we'll treat him like a little lamb and put him in here. Why, what's that noise out there? Who could be up in the middle of the night? I'll go check. Hello? You're shepherds? Yeah, I can smell that. You're looking for sheep? Not looking for sheep. For a baby. You saw angels. Yes, I believe in angels. A whole bunch of them? And they send you here to worship? Yes, we have a baby. Yes, he's a kind of a different baby, but... Well, if angels send you, I guess we'll let you in, so come on in. But please don't stay long. His mother is very tired. We've kind of had a rough night, but come on in. Isn't he beautiful? You know, he's actually going to save people from their sins. Yes, he's going to be king over Israel. And you know, I'm not his father. No, you won't understand that either. So, well, thank you. Thank you for coming and paying homage to God's son. Have a good night. Yes, you can tell anybody. I don't care. The world's going to know about this anyway. Tell the other shepherds and anybody else that you meet. So have a good night. Well, Mary, it's been 8 days since Jesus was born. And, you know, the law says we are to take him, dedicate him to God and have him circumcised, and so we'll take him to the priest in Jerusalem, and I believe it's Simeon and Anna that are there, and we'll present him to God. Hi, Simeon and Anna. We brought our child to dedicate him to God and have him circumcised, and you've been expecting him? Yes, he's kind of different. Yeah. Okay. Would you accept our little offering? And got a couple of doves here, and do the circumcision. And thank you. Thank you so much. You can die now. Don't die now. Okay. Well. Anyway, thank you so much for blessing our child, and God bless you. You know, Mary, you're still pretty weak, and Jesus is so little and helpless. What do you say we spend a little longer here in Bethlehem? We can rent a room, and I'll get a hold of some tools and get a job here, and maybe we can spend a couple of years here until Jesus is a little older, and you're okay with that? Okay, we'll get ourselves a room and raise Jesus here for a while. Mary, there's somebody at the door. They'll be coming around here. Hello? Wow. You're kings? Astrologers? From Persia, the east? Wise men? What are you doing here? Came to worship a king? No, the King Herod is in Jerusalem there. No, you were... Followed a star? Wow, that is some honking star. And it brought you here. What are those things here? Those are gifts. Frankincense and myrrh. Gold? We can sure use that gold. Been kind of tight around here, so that gold will certainly help us. But you came to worship the baby. He's going to be a king. Yes, he'll probably be a king. Come on in and see him. There he is. Yeah, he's a little king, but he's a king. You stopped by Herod's, King Herod. He told you to come back when you found him, and you told him he was going to be a king. That doesn't sound good for Herod. Told you to come back because he wanted to come and worship him. I wouldn't do that. You're not going back? They told you not to go back another way, so, well, that's good. That's a good idea. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and worshiping this, our child, and thank you for those gifts. They're certainly going to be helpful. So God bless you as you go back to your homeland. Well, Mary, you know, Jesus is 12 years old now, and he's grown up to be a fine young man. He's such a good kid. And you know, the law says at 12, boy becomes a man, and we are to take him to his bar mitzvah. So we need to go back to Jerusalem, to the temple there, and forgot the part where he said, I heard from another angel, and she told me that we need to take Jesus away because Herod is killing all the babies. 2 years old and younger, and we're supposed to go to Egypt. Egypt, that's where our ancestors were slaves. But he said Jesus would be saved there, so we better pack our bags. We don't have that much anyway, and let's go over to Egypt and keep Jesus safe. Well, we've been here for some time. Saw another angel, Mary. She told me we should go back to Judea. Herod died, and so Jesus should be safe. And so let's go back. Let's go back to Bethlehem. I still got my tools and stuff there, and it'll be nice to see some of the people that we got to know there. So. Mary, another angel, told me we shouldn't go to Bethlehem, but we're supposed to go back to Nazareth because this other king is kind of a turkey too, and he doesn't like other kings being born. And so something about he'll be called a Nazarene, so he needs to be raised in Nazareth. So it's going to be tough, yeah, trying to explain. I mean, people figure out what happened and so on. And yeah, they won't believe that he's God. But let's do what the angel said, and I can get my job back there. I'll start doing my carpenter work. Maybe I can teach Jesus how to be a carpenter. That would be a fun thing to do. So let's head back to Nazareth. Now, Jesus is 12 years old now, and we need to take him to Jerusalem to dedicate him. So let's go down to Jerusalem and dedicate him. It's the Feast of the Passover there. There'll be a lot of people there. Be nice to see some of our people again and show off our good-looking son. And so I know some of people from Nazareth will be going down there too, so. nice to be here and present Jesus, and I'm sure he had a good time being up there in the temple and dedicating him. But we need to go back. Need to go back home now to Nazareth. Mary, have you seen Jesus? I thought he was with you. You thought he was with me? Maybe he's with his cousins or somebody here. I've looked everywhere. I can't find him. I don't know why he disobeyed us and didn't stay with us. We got to go back. Let's find him. We can't leave him here. There he is, talking to the priests and the elders, and just listen to him. The questions that he's asking and answering. It's amazing. Jesus, we need to go home. Why did you abandon us and not stay with us and with our family? You what? You had to be about your father's business? Look, Jesus, I'm your father. Oh, your real father. I keep forgetting. Okay, but we still have to go back. I'm glad that you had good conversations and were able to talk to the people, but we need to go back now. And that's the last we hear about Joseph. Tradition tells us that he died when Jesus was probably in his latter teens. But I hope that this has helped you to understand Joseph a little more and what he really had gone through. But you know, Christmas is not about Joseph. It's all about Jesus. The fact that he came, born in the humblest and lowliest way, knowing full well that he came to die. Christmas without Good Friday and Easter would not be so great. But it's because he died for your sins and mine and rose from the dead, and the fact that he's coming again. This time he's coming not as a baby in a barn, but as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm wondering this morning, do you know him? Not to know about him, but to know him personally. And I'd like to pray for you before we go. We didn't just come to present Joseph, we came to present Jesus. And if there's anyone here that would like to have prayer, and be glad to pray for you. Maybe you're praying for a need that you have or praying for someone else. And if you would just raise your hand so I kind of know who you are. I don't know you, but you don't know me, but we'll pray for you. Okay. Anybody here that you don't know Jesus and you would like to accept Jesus? If you are that person, tell you what, this could be the greatest Christmas that you've ever had by inviting Christ into your life. And if you haven't done that, come and talk to me or talk to Pastor Dave and make this the best Christmas by giving him or receiving from him the gift of eternal life. It's the greatest gift that you could have. Do that. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Christmas. And I thank you for Easter. And I thank you for the day that you promised that you would rapture us or take us home to be forever with you in a beautiful place called heaven. Thank you for allowing us to present part of the Christmas story, but especially to present Jesus. Bless this church. Pray for that lady that has special needs, that you'd minister to her. And I'm sure there's other needs here today. Pray especially if there's anybody here that doesn't know you personally, that they'll open their hearts to you. Bless Pastor Dave and this congregation. Give them a wonderful Christmas. We thank you for this beautiful church and the people that make up the church. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you in your name.